Husey and Kate's favourite bits so far. Catch up.
I said 1, 2, 3, are you ready for this?
1, 2, 3, are you ready for this?
The Husey and Kate catch up with Ed Cavalier.
Let's find out what is Australia's most hated bird?
Olivia, who do you hate?
The plover.
Oh, Olivia. How annoying are they, Olivia?
They're so dangerous. Okay, so Ed and Husey, my birthday's the 1st of September.
Great.
And
happy birthday?
Yesterday,
thank
was it?
You. Yeah. 2 days ago.
Yeah, well, I was close. Yeah.
Thank you. So on my 18th birthday, which is a few years ago now, it's first day of spring. I walk out my front door and they actually nest on the ground.
So they nest on the ground. They're ridiculous, they're nesting on the ground.
So
they're asking for trouble. Nesting
exactly.
on the ground.
Yeah. They don't nest in a tree like a normal bird.
Weird bird.
But they nest on the ground and they don't just swoop you once to scare you. They swoop you to hurt you. So they do like boomerang laps to hurt you.
Thank you, Olivia.
So you want them gone.
You want them gone, don't you, Olivia? That's gone.
Any birds to exist. If we don't have to have birds, we're happy.
Well, I mean, you're on Ed's side. I'm here. I'm a bird lover in general.
Yeah, I'm not.
I'm anti a pigeon or at the beach when the seagulls just won't let you relax.
So now it's pigeons and seagulls.
Yes.
All right, the list.
Chris, which one?
It's a 50-50 tie between a bin chicken and a screaming beach chicken. So an ibis or a seagull.
Oh, the ibis, man. Oh, Chris, I hate the ibis.
Ibis more northern Australia where they really take over,
they're
the ibis.
They're terrible. You go to Queensland.
They're good. I like the look of them,
they're
though.
Disgusting.
No, if you've not seen them, they look exotic with that long beak, yeah?
But I was once walking through the CBD of Sydney and I saw a tourist go to feed an ibis bird
and I stopped them
and I said, hey, we don't feed those here.
Your familiarity breeds contempt. But if you haven't seen many ibis, the first time you see an ibis, you're like, well, that's a cool bird.
Yeah, well, they learn.
They'll be wandering around.
They learned the lesson real quick.
Yeah. So they would be, tourists also get disappointed by us eating kangaroos, don't they?
Do they?
Yes, they do. Kangaroos are an iconic Australian animal. They're on the coat of arms and we eat them.
They're lean.
They are lean and they're in the wild and it's probably a good way to eat meat if you're going to eat meat, isn't
it? Thank you so much.
They're not farming them in farms, are they?
Yep, no, not that I know of.
Connie, who do you hate, Connie?
Oh, Husey, you're not going to like this bird. It's the emu.
Hang on, let Connie speak. This is a very interesting angle. Connie, why?
Well, 25 years ago, we're at a Hillsville Sanctuary in Melbourne.
Yeah, out of Melbourne, yeah.
And they were circling up and pinching our chips right out of our fingers.
You never forgot it, did you, Connie?
No, never.
But they are big birds. I mean, if an emu wants your chip, you give it a chip, don't you? You're not fighting an emu for a chip.
Yeah, you give it your phone. You give it your wallet.
What is it? What is one?
Australia's most hated bird?
It is the plover.
There, they got to go.
Plover.
They got to go.
Where's it from originally, the plover?
Don't get this. Don't start this again.
Did it fly here or did it...
Husey and Kate catch up with Ed Cavalier.
Please welcome Australia's hottest cat lady, Kitty Flanagan.
Thank you. I like that. I'll take that.
I think
one.
You are.
Have you still got cats? What do you got?
I've got a cat and two dogs, unless my landlord's listening, in which case I have one small non-shedding dog.
You know what? Your landlord needs to relax. If you're paying the rent,
I'm paying the rent,
and that's all they should care about, honestly.
Wait, you're a slumlord. If you rocked into one of your blocks of flats and someone had an alligator and a snake and the rent was on time, you wouldn't care.
Would not care, absolutely.
Oh,
yeah, alligators don't shed. That's the perfect.
I would say just make sure that animal doesn't kill you because then you won't be able to pay the rent. So
and then if you've got a murder house that you can't
get
out, that's the biggest
keep
issue.
Keep that quiet. Now, this new book.
That's hard.
I've got a new book, which I said was out today, but I said it was out. When is your new book out?
30th of September, but you can pre-order it on Booktopia already.
Yeah,
so you can be first with it if you pre-order.
So you definitely won't miss out.
You won't miss out.
Because if they run out of copies, they definitely won't reprint it, will they?
Wouldn't have thought so.
Yeah, limited edition.
Now, I love it. I haven't read it all.
No,
I've heard
there's 488 rules. That's what it's called. 488 rules
now,
for life.
I'm going to play a little game here. The rules aren't they're short rules, aren't they? So
yeah, pretty short.
But we've got two. Give us what? What have we got here? That's a if you agree that she's right, or if you disagree.
Okay. Sometimes I need to explain them, though, so...
Oh, well, I was going to read one
out. Don't disagree too quickly.
Give me a number, Ed. They're all great. I'm going to read one out.
Go to 95. That's the one where you get a mention.
95. Don't ask vegetarians why they are vegetarian.
Except, and there's one exception. I'll read the exception.
All right, here we go.
Don't ask vegetarians why they're vegetarian, because it's a question they're forced to answer every time they sit down for a meal.
I absolutely agree with that.
The exception is if you're talking to comedian Dave Hughes, who has quite an interesting answer, which relates to the fact that he used to work in an abattoir and put him off eating meat for life. And it will probably put you off eating meat too, not necessarily for life, but just for a couple of days. So that's good. Everyone's doing their bit for the planet just for a couple of days.
Yes, they're not
happy.
That's
a huge thing.
The animals aren't happy at the abattoir.
Hang on, is he the only famous person who gets a mention in your book like that? Is he the only person who gets quoted?
Oh,
the only person who inspired a rule is Hughesy?
Love it!
Sam Peng inspired a rule, but he didn't get
enough.
A name check.
I get in there, man.
And he didn't get in there. I was going to cut that bit out, but that's great. We're going to keep it in.
The Hughesy and Kate catch up with Ed Cavalier.
Well, it's time, fellas.
This is absolutely not about fat shaming. This is just an interesting case study in body types and what leads to what and who's heavier, me or Ed Cavalier.
You've been staring at me all day and you kept saying, you're looking lean.
Lean.
Yeah, and I appreciate that. And then we had a discussion about how...
Are you too lean?
Yeah.
I'm 5'10" and a half.
Yep.
179 centimetres, to be exact. Yeah. You're 100 and how many are you? 195?
195, I think, yeah.
Yeah, 195, yeah. A tall man, fit. But anyway, who weighs the most?
All right.
Who thinks we're here?
Am I trying to win this or not?
No, I don't
understand the game.
I don't know. It's not really a game. We're just going to find out. Carly, who do you think's heavier, me or Ed?
Ed, unquestionably.
Right. Unquestionably, yep. All right.
Muscle is heavier than fat.
Oh. Right, well, now, that was the first bit of... Here's your first bit of negging.
All right, you think he's heavier, Darcy? Yep, definitely, yep. You would say...
You have a comment.
100%, he's definitely
And now
heavier.
A comment.
How much do you think he weighs, just by the way?
I think he'd be 91.
All right, what do you think, Sash? Who's heavier? Oh, you know. All right, we can't ask Sash because you did the weighing. Casey, what do you reckon?
I reckon it's very close, but I reckon you... By a little bit more.
And you're just not saying that to be controversial, to take the contrary view. You're actually not just trying to just build the tension in the room.
No,
so what do you reckon Ed weighs then?
Well.
what do you think he weighs?
Well, low 90s.
So you think I'm over 90? You think I'm like 93, do you? That's ridiculous. All right. So,
you dragged him into that, to be fair.
Let's go with me first, Sash. How much do I weigh? Drum roll.
Weigh 88.9 kilos.
Ooh, yeah.
What's that like for you? If you're hearing that number, where's that in your mental range for yourself?
I'm not happy.
Okay,
you're
absolutely
not happy. That is a line in the sand moment. I haven't been 90 kilos for a long time.
Okay,
but I haven't weighed myself in a long time, and I've got to get back on the scale.
What do you want?
I want to be 80. That's what I want to be.
You
want to
lose?
Be honest.
You want eight kilos?
Yeah, that's with clothes.
How are
on,
the
though.
Jeans?
The jeans are fine.
Okay.
They're stretching along with me, apparently. So, yeah, I haven't really noticed a change, but that's too heavy for me. So, is 88.1? I'm 88.9. So, 88.9. Is Ed Cavalier heavier than that?
Just 89.5.
Whoa!
Is that all?
Yep.
That is very light for me.
You're lean.
That
man.
Is. I have no ass and or legs.
That is 7-year-old girl waist lean. That's incredible.
I've got to get myself up to at least a 10-year-old.
You do, man. That is, I've got to get myself down.
I could be in Oshkosh Bagosh clothes.
I've got to come down.
What do you want to get down to?
Well, I want to come down to like it'd be a 21-year-old woman's waist.
Yeah,
no,
man.
No, I don't. No, because that's too thin.
Sports girl jeans. I've got to get you in some... I want to get you... All right, everyone, this is as God is our witness, we're going to get Hughesy in a pair of sports girl jeans.
Good. And we'll get you in a pair of man's jeans.
Hughesy and Kate catch up with Ed Cavalier.
It's a super freaky fact.
With Caelan Blythe. Caelan, give us your first fact.
Did you know, Hughesy, cows could walk upstairs but not down them?
Super freaky fact!
Did not know that. And that means that
I'm... Am I allowed to ask questions?
Yeah, well, you can. But first, can I say that means I will never walk a cow up a flight of stairs. I've never done it before, but in my future I could have done it, but I won't now.
Because you'll know not to.
Because I'll never get down.
Yeah, because he won't get down and then he'll be stuck up there.
He'll be stuck
That's
up
very there. Very much so, yeah.
To live up there. Fact number two, Kaylin.
Did you know, Eddie, on Venus, the planet, it rains metal, not water.
Super freaky.
Wow. I didn't know that, and I'm blown away by that fact. On Venus, it rains metal, not water.
So you would need a very strong umbrella, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
A metal umbrella, possibly, or a raincoat built of gold or something like that. Something that protects you, but it would be hard to wear because it would be heavy.
What about probably titanium?
Yeah, that's good.
What about the song Titanium? That's a ripper, isn't it?
By Sia.
Yeah.
You got that there in the thing? Can Jack just put that on straight away? Titanium. Can he? No.
No, he can't. No, that's okay. Oh, there we go. Yep.
Getting that, going on over here.
Getting that song was like trying to get a cow to walk down some stairs. Rough.
Number three. Let's bring it home, Kaylin. You've done a great job so far.
Hughie, you fart on average 14 times a day, and each fart travels from your body at 7 miles per hour or 11.2 km.
Super freaky fact.
Again, my wife would say I'm above average in that category. I'll tell you, I would love to have a house with some walls so that you can find a room where you can do what you like without it traveling at 7 miles per hour through the rest of the house and then other people judging you for being disgusting when you're just being a human.
Kaylin, most of those are recorded, I should say. Only a few of those were done by Hughesy. See if you can pick which ones.
Kaylin, he nailed it.
Kaylin, they were fantastic. Congratulations. That was so good.
You deserve
Thank
the prize.
You.
Mate,
it's
you've
a great
scored yourself a Space Talk smartwatch that saves the most secure children's smartwatch on the market, available at JB Hi-Fi and online.
These are so good, these Space Talks. Kaylin, you deserve this, man, because you're a forward-thinking guy. This is fantastic. Well done.
Future's
Thank
bright,
you.
Man.
Yeah. If you want to get involved, email us rant@hughesyandkate.com.au.
The Hughesy and Kate catch up with Ed Cavalier.
Robert De Niro has a production company, and he's filed a $6 million lawsuit against a former employee. Oh. Obviously, the movie career isn't working. He's going to hopefully milk money out of his employees. Who he's accused of, among other things, binge watching Netflix while on the job.
This is excellent.
Like, that's illegal.
Well, you know? Yeah, if he's paying her to work and she spent, quote, a 4-day period in January, she watched 55 episodes of Friends.
Yeah, but
that's all, you're not getting a lot of work done if you're catching up with Chandler.
Can't you have that on in the background?
No. You got to pay attention.
We've got a TV screen, not in the studio. I've got the one.
Right, I challenge you to say.
Didn't I? But actually, I'm a good worker, Jack. Didn't I get the one in the TV in the studio? I said turn that off.
Yes, unless there's sport on that you want to watch.
No, well, that's rarely at this time of day, mate. So we don't work weekends. So, but the one out there, you can see it, can't you?
I can.
Don't tell me you're not watching The Chase.
I am. Big fan of The Governess.
Exactly.
We want to know if you are able to watch TV at your work.
Yes.
I worked at a video store for 10 years back when a thing used to exist.
Yes.
I watched it nonstop all day.
So you watched, yep. And
videos on, movies on.
And you worked. You
all
got paid.
Day.
You got paid.
Yep.
All right, Gina.
How are you?
Really well.
Brilliant.
Now, is this your previous job?
My previous job, yeah.
Exactly. That's good. It makes it more comfortable. We can talk about a job that's happened. Not one you're doing now, but if you want to ring about your current job, that's fine. We will change your identity and we won't answer calls from your boss.
It was my previous.
So what were you watching, Gina?
I was watching Netflix nearly every day, from movies to TV shows, the whole works.
How much time? How much Netflix would you get through?
Well, I'd literally watch it from like 9:30 in the morning till about 3 p.m. every day without fail.
Now, was there other things you should have been doing, or was there nothing to do?
Technically, yes, but I got most of the things done after 3 o'clock.
Yeah, exactly.
Did you ever get caught, Gina?
No, never.
Why did you leave?
There was nobody in the office.
Why did you leave that job, Gina? Why aren't you still there?
I don't know.
You ran out of movies.
She's looked a gift horse in the mouth.
Right, that's Muth. You've looked at gift horse.
That's Muth.
Mouth. Whatever.
What did you say, Muth?
I don't know.
What did you say, Muth?
I don't know.
Strange.
I don't know.
I said Muth. Looked at horse and gift horse and it's Muth. Is that a Canadian way to say it?
I've made a mistake. Mouth is what I meant to say.
Anyway, it's all good. So watch what you like is what we're saying.
The Hughesy and Kate catch up with Ed Kelly.
It's Coincidental Wednesday.
Alice.
Yes.
coincidental Wednesday. What happened?
Okay, so I met a guy on Tinder here in Melbourne. We both lived here and met here. And then we travelled pretty early on into our dating. Saw his passport, saw that his city of birth was Paddington, which is the same as mine, which is in Sydney. And I thought that was a coincidence already.
His passport, did you say, had Paddington on it?
Though? Yeah, yeah.
She means the card. Travel. You mean the card that you were writing, yeah? Like, it's not in your passport where your suburb is.
Maybe it is.
It's not good.
No, it says city of birth, but both he and I are a bit stupid and we both wrote the actual suburb.
Oh, because of the hospital. All right, I gotcha. Okay, yep.
So you're both from Paddington. You met in Melbourne, but you're from Paddington in Sydney, yes?
Correct. And then a few months later, we were still dating and randomly his mum mentioned the name of the doctor that delivered him. And I remember that that's the same doctor that delivered me. So we had the same doctor.
Yeah.
We had the same midwife team, 16 months apart in Sydney. And then we met about 27 years later in Melbourne. And now we're getting married.
You're getting married. Now we're getting somewhere.
That's the kicker. Good. Nah. It was all a lot better than yours, by the way.
Up until the married one, a lot of people born in hospitals. Nah. A lot of people live in suburbs. Until the marriage, it was very poor.
Met in another state.
But everyone meets in another state.
You know what? I'm from a country town, so of course everyone got delivered by the same doctor. And they all ended up getting married to each other. This is big city stuff. This is big city stuff. And that's a great coincidence.
Nah.
What do you got, Sally?
Okay, so in 2008, I'm in Frankfurt, Germany on holidays. On a gap year after uni, and I meet this American soldier. We have a little bit of a fling for the week.
Hot.
And I have to upload the photos via the computer because there's no phones then, so I put the photos on Facebook. And my friend who I went to uni with in Sydney messages me and goes, how the hell do you know this guy, the soldier? And I'm like, oh, I don't know, we just met and I hooked up with him now. And she's like, okay, so... Before she started uni, she lived in New York with him and was in a long-term relationship with him. And she's like, you know, he's married. So,
Whoa.
Can I say, he's really unlucky, isn't he?
He is desperately unlucky.
Thanks for catching up with the Husey and Kate Catch-Up with Ed Keverley. Want more Husey and Kate? Download the Hit app. Want access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.